Hello, Deathless subscribers, and welcome to this week's bonus episode where we break down the biggest headlines in the news about immortality. And here to help me do that, Pulitzer-winning journalist from The Times, Hannah Altenbach. Welcome back, Hannah.
Thank you, Rowan.
let me ask you, how's your immortality going since last we spoke?
Still alive.
I'm still alive. I'm going to keep asking you. All right. What have you got for our main story? And I hope it's not too long.
Haha, I see what you did there. So today I'd like to talk about longevitism. There is a community of people called longevitists who make safety and risk mitigation central to their identity. They wear masks and padded clothing at all times, won't fly in airplanes or travel by boat, will only travel in specialized cars that are basically indestructible. They take tons of supplements and essentially will do nothing that could result in lasting injury. They believe that if immortality is here to stay, we should do everything we can to make sure our minds and bodies remain in tip-top shape. Most of us would have originally written them off as a niche interest group, but they have been garnering more power as of late. For example, we owe the nationwide speed limit decreases to longevitism. There's no longer a road in the U.S. with speed limits above 50 miles per hour, and tickets for speeding are both astronomical and liberally doled out. This community sparks an interesting question. We can no longer die, but what kind of life is this? Is an immortal life of constantly being worried about paramortal injury worth it? On the flip side, for every longevitist, there's someone who goes the opposite direction and embraces risky behavior. But this can lead to all sorts of terrible outcomes, including fates worse than death. In a world where it seems we have nothing but time, maybe it's not such a bad thing to slow down a bit.
I'm a little of two minds about longevitism. I've met some and they're
intense.
No, they're intense. they're a little, a motorcycle just passed, if you heard that.
Not a longevitist.
Exactly what I was going to say. And you know, that's part of it. Like, a longevitist would never be caught dead or alive, rather, ooh, on a motorcycle because it's too dangerous. And like I said, I'm of two minds because the proof is in the pudding. There have been way less auto collisions, for example, that, you know, would have resulted in fatality and now would result in paramortal injury. And that's pretty good. I will say I was going 53 in a 50 zone a few months back. I shit you not, I got a $600 ticket. I will never speed again.
Yep. Well, that's how they get us. But I mean, it's working.
Yeah, it's working. How do you feel about this? Like, how do you strike a balance between total risk aversion and being way too risky?
It's hard. You know, I feel differently about it each day. I feel like trying to find the happy medium between the two, because what kind of life is never leaving your padded room and your padded clothing? But what kind of life would it be if you were to hurt yourself to the degree that you're stuck in a room anyway? So I think there's a way to find a balance by still going outside, still living your life, but maybe we're not jumping out of planes, maybe we're not speeding down the highway, maybe we're not riding a motorcycle, but we can still exist and find ways to find happiness in this really, really, really long life.
Let's end this mini episode on a lighter note, shall we? Hannah, do you know the song that goes, "Ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low enough"?
Yes, I do. And those lyrics could not be truer for 51-year-old adventurer Yiwen Wang. Wang made headlines for not only climbing Everest without oxygen, but also completing a record-breaking 140-meter free dive in Roatan, Honduras, all in the same week. No one in history has achieved a greater vertical span without breathing equipment. You want to try it?
Yeah. What are you doing next weekend? do you know anything about what her training regimen was like?
Yeah, her training required a lot of oxygen deprivation. Uh-huh. I think she'd been training for 2 to 3 years, just increasing the length of time each day.
In terms of her training and the oxygen deprivation, do you know how long she was able to?
30 minutes.
30 minutes? Mm-hmm. Yiwen Wang didn't breathe. She just didn't breathe for 30 minutes.
Who needs it?
Not us.
Apparently not. Any of us could potentially do this.
Oh my God. She must have been so careful with it because, I mean, you know, neuropathy and brain damage are still very much on the table. So you have to be careful.
That's true. Yes. But she definitely eased. It wasn't 30 minutes on right. day two.
Of course.
She eased into it and had, you know, professionals nearby and made sure that it was always safe, even though it doesn't sound safe. But like, talk about what, if somebody can hold their breath or not breathe oxygen for 30 minutes, like what else are we capable of?
Completely. And that I'm like, what? Yeah. What's next?
Kind of like we're limitless now.
Wow.
Within reason or right. while still being cautious. And,
yeah.
The opposite of the longevitous for sure.
Yeah. No kidding. I'm not going to try it, but it's there is a sort of a weird comfort in knowing that, like, in certain ways, there really is no limit and we sort of can adapt to this new set of rules.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow. Thanks, Ewen, and congratulations. Thank you, Hannah. And thank you, listeners, for tuning into this Deathless mini episode. I'm Rowan Meyer.
And I'm Hannah Altenbach.
And we'll be back next week with more headlines from the end of the world. Until then, how's your immortality going? Ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no land low enough, ain't no river wide enough to keep me from you. We'll never get rights to that song. Deathless is sponsored by Stasis Green. Taking care of yourself is more important now than ever. That's why the nutritionists at Stasis Green have perfected the whole body smoothie. A patented blend of vitamins, supplements, and superfoods guaranteed to slow down your cellular aging. You might live forever, but quality of life is entirely up to you. So why not age gracefully with a delicious drink to start your morning? Oh, you want to know one of the secret ingredients? I'll tell you. It's pea pulp! Stasis Green is pea pulp! Use code DEATHLESS for half off your first crate of smoothies. If you're not completely satisfied, actually, I don't know. That's never happened. Stasis Green. Take immortality into your own hands. Bottoms up.